Welcome to Psych Minds and Behavior Change with me, your host, Nicole Plumridge. Do you wonder why people behave the way that they do? Does human behavior baffle you? Well, I'm a board-certified behavior analyst and have worked in the Applied Behavior Analysis field, or ABA, for the past 10 years. While my work has mainly been with individuals with learning difficulties, autism, behavioral challenges, the principles of behavior relate to everyone. So if you're interested in cultivating a deeper understanding of human behavior, just keep listening. Hello, and welcome back to the Psych Minds and Behavior Change podcast with me, your host, Nicole. Now, before I get into today's episode, I do want to put up a bit of a disclaimer. I am trying something totally different. Usually my episodes are scripted. I have a general kind of set of notes that I write out so that I know what I'm going to talk about. But this time I have no notes. I'm just winging it. So hang in there with me. And yes, I hope what I'm going to say isn't too scattered and all over the place. But I am not going off any notes. This is just coming straight from the ideas in my head as I have them. So without further ado, let's get into it. So this is a topic I've been thinking a lot about lately, and it is all about sharing. So whenever I go to the play area with my son, he is 21 months, there's always the issue of these kids have these toys, my son brings his toys. The kids are always snatching each other's toys, and you hear the parents, the caregivers that are around, always saying things like, share your toy, sharing is caring, and then there's meltdowns and there's tears. And I found myself emulating that talk and that language, telling my son, okay, share with the little boy, sharing is caring, that kind of stuff over and over. But when I went back upstairs one afternoon after playing, it was after an episode of trying to share my son's ball. He has a little football, which he loves, and he really didn't want to share it. And the other kid got a bit upset because she wanted to play with it. And my son just had a whole temper tantrum, and I ended up just taking the ball back and going upstairs. So I really started to think about this whole idea of sharing, and sharing is caring. And I came to the conclusion that at this age, sharing is not really a skill that we need to be focusing on, that we even really need to be teaching our children. Sharing is actually a much more complex social skill, and it's important when we're teaching skills to kind of look at the developmental age that our child is at and to tailor the skills that we're teaching to that age. So at 21 months, the idea of theory of mind hasn't developed at all, really. So theory of mind is the ability to understand that other people have different perspectives from you. It's all about empathy, sharing. It's about understanding other people's emotional states. And it's basically a very social skill. At 21 months, this is not developed. Theory of mind is something that develops at ages 4 or 5. So by trying to teach the skill sharing at 21 months, you're actually doing an injustice to your child because they're not ready. It's like pushing against a closed door. Imagine if you're trying to teach your 2-year-old, your 3-year-old, complex math skills, you're trying to teach them algebra, geometry. That's not going to work because the child's not developmentally ready to learn those skills. And I feel like we can understand that in an academic context. But when we put that into a social or a life skills context, then our expectations kind of change. So that's one of the things that I really wanted to talk about and talk about managing expectations and almost talking about, like, why do we use that kind of language when we say, like, sharing is caring when we're talking about 1- and 2-year-olds? Like, is that for the 1-year-old to understand sharing is caring? Is that for the adult to make them appear that they are doing the socially appropriate thing? Like, who is that language actually serving? in the play context that I was talking about, it was not serving my son. He did not want to share and care. It was not serving the other child either, who was about 2 years old. And she just seemed to be confused because she was receiving all these mixed signals. So me, the adult, I was saying sharing is caring, as if my son will share his toy. But then she's got the signal from my son where he does not want to share and he's screaming. So I just feel that that is not necessarily very helpful language. And we're actually putting the child in what would be considered a threatening situation for them. So again, they don't have theory of mind. They don't understand other people's emotions. They don't understand that if they share a toy, they're going to get it back, which is a big thing. So imagine you're just walking down the street, you have your phone in your hand, and a total stranger, or maybe acquaintance, someone you've seen around, just snatches the phone out of your hand. So what would you do? You'd probably yell and shout after them. Then imagine they run away with your phone. You'd think they're stealing from you. That's probably, I can't say for sure, because I'm not in my son's head, I'm not in any one-year-old, two-year-old's head. But I think it's safe to say that they probably feel something along those lines, where a kid that maybe they've seen once or twice in the play area comes up and snatches their thing, and they don't know that they're going to get it back. So I think we need to be realistic with our expectations with children who are basically under 5 years old when it comes to the idea of sharing. And it's important for us to know that our kids are not antisocial if they don't share. They're not mean if they take their toys away. It's nothing personal. It's just that they haven't developmentally got there yet, achieved that level of understanding. But there are some tips. There's some things that you can do to work on kind of social skills if that's something that's very important to you. There certainly are ways that you can do that. But by forcing your child to share their toys when they're visibly upset and not comfortable about it is probably not the best way to go about it. Because you also build up this kind of learning history where the child will associate sharing with feelings of like anxiety and stress. So there's other things that you can do to try and teach the beginnings of sharing and social skills. So one of those is that encourage your child, your one-year-old, your two-year-old, your three-year-old, to share with adults. So adults are basically a safer context for your child to engage in sharing activities with because of the history with their parents. So usually their parents, if they're playing a game with the child, they might take the toy and give it back. Take the toy, give it back. So the child has this history that adults typically give toys back. So if you're in a play area and if there's an adult around who's willing, who has a child and they're willing to kind of sit with your child for like just a couple minutes, they can share their toy with that adult. Other mom friends, you can set up the context where they just share for a minute or two with another adult. And in that context, in that safe context, you can start incorporating that social language. So saying things like, oh, it's her turn, now it's your turn, share the toy. You can start using those words so that your child does become familiar with what they mean, with turn-taking, but they're doing it in a safe environment where they feel safe. They feel that their needs are met, that their toys are safe, essentially. Another thing that you can do is try and get your child to share non-preferred items. So let's say you bring down 5 toys to the play area with you. 4 toys are highly preferred. Your kid loves them. If another child comes up and wants to play, perhaps get that 5th toy, let's say it's a toy doll or something, and get your child to share that. So if you know that your child doesn't particularly like that toy, and we're not doing anything mean to the other child, maybe the other child would love it. But you know your child does not like that toy very much, they would be more likely to share. So it could hopefully make the other child happy. And again, you can incorporate that social language of, okay, give her the doll, it looks like she'd like to play with that now, and you can sort of build up from there. So you can do that with non-preferred toys, then perhaps moderately preferred toys, see how your child's doing, always kind of take your cues from your child. And if your child is okay with sharing the moderately preferred toys, then maybe go up to the highly preferred toys and see how it goes. But doing it more gradually will likely lead to more success with sharing. You can also do some sort of like structured sharing circle where maybe you and a couple of mom friends get together and you sit in a circle with your kids and you just pass the ball around or something. And you do this very kind of quickly, and you do a lot of like modeling so that the child can see that, okay, they're going to pass the ball over, take it back, pass, take it back. And they understand that that's the theme of the game, that, okay, they're giving the ball and then they're getting the ball, so that they can contact that reinforcement of getting the ball, and they understand that they have to give it to their friend and then they can get it back. And you can also do this with older children. So if your child has an older sibling, or if you're in a playground and there's some older kids around who want to play with your child, you can do this with them, because again, older kids are less threatening than the younger kids, because the older kids have developed a theory of mind. They've developed those kind of executive cognitive functions where they can engage in empathy. They know that other kids kind of feel different feelings. They know that if they snatch a toy away from a baby, the baby's going to cry. They are safer to play with if they understand kind of that you're just teaching your child to share, and that if they're playing a ball game, they should kind of take the ball from the baby and then give the ball back, not run away with it or tease or anything. So do that for like 5 to 10 minutes with some older kids. Encouraging parallel play is a great one. So parallel play is when kids sit down and they have similar items. So let's say we're doing blocks. So my son would have his own set of blocks, and another baby would have his or her own set of blocks. And then they would just play with their own sets. So they're playing with the same item, but they're playing with their own ones. And there's no kind of threatening context there. And that's a prerequisite to learning how to share items and play together. You can also teach alternative responses. So let's say your child does not want to share, and their immediate go-to reaction is to hit. So a child takes their toy and they just want to hit that child so that they can get the toy back. Instead of hitting, you might want to teach your child just to say something like, no, no sharing, or not now. It's something that's very kind of easy for them to say, and teach them to say that. And if they say that, it's fine. They don't have to share. You don't have to go on about sharing is caring. Go on, have a turn, and drag it out that way. If they don't want to share, then that's okay. And if they can say appropriately, no, no thank you, not now, something within their repertoire, then teach them to say that and honor that. So once they've said no, no sharing, don't force them to share. Don't do all those kind of verbal prompts. Leave them to it. They successfully said they didn't want to. And again, going back to like the developmental ages and stages, they're not really developmentally ready to share their toys. So that's about all that I have for this episode. I definitely feel like it was a bit shorter, probably because I didn't have all my notes with me. I hope I didn't miss anything out, but this is just something that has been on my mind for quite a while, especially because my son does not like sharing, as I mentioned earlier. But yes, I do think that we as parents need to manage our expectations and kind of keep our expectations in line with what is developmentally possible for our children. So the takeaway here really is that if your child isn't sharing, they're not antisocial, they're not mean, they're not any of those things. You can focus on teaching sharing later. They're just not ready for that skill. And yeah, that's not going to come until, like I said, they're about 5 years old, really. That's when sharing, turn-taking, and all these sorts of games really mean something to them, and where they can actually get value and reinforcement out of it, rather than just feeling a bit stressed out by it. So yes, that's about all that I have. I hope that this episode was valuable to you in some way, and I look forward to connecting with you in an upcoming episode. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. While it can take several hours to create with the scripting, recording, and editing involved, it only takes a minute to rate, review, and subscribe. These things help the podcast out so much, and I'd be so grateful if you could do any one of them. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to connecting with you in an upcoming episode.